The Way of Love, a booklet on the real meaning of love, the essence of true spirituality. His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. Preface. The purpose of this booklet is to present the words of those who have realized the sacred truths revealed in ancient Indian scriptures called the Vedas. The word Veda literally means the final conclusion on all topics related to the transcendental world and all topics related to this world, both ordinary and extraordinary. The Vedas were compiled thousands of years ago by self-realized saints whose hearts were melting with affection for the suffering souls in this world. Such saints are blessed with pure understanding of the supreme truth and the ultimate purpose of life. An example in modern times is the author of The Way of Love, the revered Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, whose life is unconditionally dedicated to the ultimate happiness of others. In this preface, we would like to share with you the words of another great saint, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is intimately related with the author as an instructing guru and a dear friend. Srila Narayan Maharaj regards Srila Prabhupada as a main inspiration for his regularly traveling the surface of the globe and teaching the way of love. Srila Prabhupada writes, "The basic principle of the living condition is that we have a general propensity to love someone. No one can live without loving someone else. This propensity is present in every living being. Even an animal, like a tiger, has this loving propensity at least in a dormant stage. And it is certainly present in the human beings. The missing point, however, is where to repose our love so that everyone can become happy. At the present moment, the human society teaches one to love his country or family or his personal self. But there is no information about where to repose the loving propensity so that everyone can become happy. In the primary stage, a child loves his parents, then his brothers and sisters, and as he daily grows up, he begins to love his family, society, community, country, nation, or even the whole human society. But the loving propensity is not satisfied even by loving all human society. That loving propensity remains unperfectly fulfilled until we know who is the Supreme Beloved. Our loving propensity expands just as a vibration of light or air expands, but we do not know where it ends." Srila Prabhupada continues to explain the problem we face. Not knowing how to love, he explains the science of loving every living being perfectly by the purpose of loving the Supreme Being known in the Vedas as Krishna. "We have failed to create peace and harmony in human society, even by such great attempts as United Nations, because we do not know the right method. The method is very simple. If we learn how to love Krishna, then it is very easy to immediately and simultaneously love every living being. It is like pouring water on the root of a tree or supplying food to one's stomach. The method of pouring water on the root of a tree or supplying foodstuffs to the stomach is universally scientific and practical, as every one of us has experienced. Everyone knows well that when we eat something, or in other words, when we put foodstuff in the stomach, the energy created by such action is immediately distributed throughout the whole body. Similarly, when we pour water on the root, the energy thus created is immediately distributed throughout the entirety of even the largest tree. It is not possible to water the tree part by part, nor is it possible to feed the different parts of the body separately. The root cause of our dissatisfaction is that our dormant loving propensity has not been fulfilled despite our greatest advancement in the materialistic way of life. We are watering all parts of the tree, but missing the tree's root. We are trying to keep our body fit by all means, but we are neglecting to supply foodstuffs to the stomach. Missing the Supreme Self means missing oneself also. Self-realization and realization of the Supreme Soul known as Lord Shri Krishna, the all-attractive reservoir of love, go together simultaneously. For example, seeing oneself in the morning means seeing the sunrise also. Without seeing the sunshine, no one can see himself. Relations of the soul established in relation with the Supreme Soul are factual relations. The bodily relations is the cause of material bondage, but the relation of the soul is the cause of freedom. This relation of the soul to the soul can be established by the via medium of the relationship with the Supreme Soul. Seeing in the darkness is not seeing, but seeing by the light of the sun means to see the sun and everything else that was unseen in the darkness. As is true with all Vedic literature, this booklet is meant to teach us how to turn the one switch that will immediately brighten everything everywhere. All the histories told herein actually took place. Srila Narayan Maharaj has taken them from the parts of the Vedas known as the Puranas and Upanishads. The name of all the personalities herein are in the ancient Sanskrit language. Following the tradition of our spiritual preceptors, we use standard diacritical markings to indicate the pronunciation of Sanskrit words. Pronounce A like A in father, I like E in neat, U like O in root, R like Re in rip, M and N like Ning in hung, S and Hesh like Sh in shy, and C like Such in chap. Shyam Rani Dasi, Editor, The Appearance Day of Lord Chaitanya, March 6, 2004. The Way of Love.